Kansas wheat harvest is 46% complete, well behind 80% last year and behind 63% for the five-year average, according to the official statistics provided by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in its crop progress report for the week ending July 2nd, 2023. Winter wheat conditions rate at 51% very poor to poor, 33% fair, and 16% good to excellent. This wheat crop will be remembered for facing challenges from start to finish, with the final Kansas total production being lowest in decades, Kansas wheat CEO Justin Gilpin said. After 2 years of drought, it's finally good to get some relief. It just came at the wrong time in many places for this year's wheat crop. These challenges that have been plaguing wheat in 2023 highlights the need for the access to advanced technologies in wheat production and management. Hot temperatures through July 4th meant farmers were able to get in the field ahead of widespread showers that moved in on the evening of the July 4th holiday. In Ness County at the D.E. Bondurant Grain Company, Gary Gantz said during the 4th of July weekend, several producers were cutting wheat. Friday and Saturday were particularly busy days, especially for the Riverside location. Gantz predicted harvest will come into late July. Gantz stated farmers in the area who have not terminated their wheat were seeing slightly better yields than what they had initially thought. Yields ranged from 25 to 35 bushels per acre, with decent test weights and high proteins in the 12.5-14% range. Last year, during the 2022 wheat harvest, which was another dry year for the Kansas wheat crop, Gantz recalled only receiving about 50% of their normal amount of wheat. With the already conditions following 2022, the 2023 wheat crop was off to less than ideal conditions that continued into harvest. This harvest, the elevator is seeing a mere 25% of normal wheat quantity. Derek Sawyer, a Kansas Wheat Commission board member located in McPherson County, reports that he wrapped up his 2023 wheat harvest on July 1st, having started on June 15th. He adds that 85 to 90% of his county has also finished their harvest for the year. An outstanding variety for Sawyer was Westbred 4699. His protein was 14%. And test weights were in the 58 to 60 pound range, just slightly below average. There was very little abandonment in the area, about 5 to 10%, due to the challenges of spring freeze and hail. Kendall Poland of the Sublette Co-op in Haskell County said harvest has just really gotten started. Only one of his farmers has been able to get into the field after these recent rains. The wheat crop is shaping up to be very minimal so far. Almost 95% of the dryland wheat acres were abandoned in the area, with wheat harvest only having begun on Tuesday, June 27th, and more rain in the forecast, wheat harvest might extend much further into the calendar than what anyone is used to. Despite the slow start to harvest, Poland remarks how much of a blessing these rains have been to this parched area of Kansas. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.